Telephone.
At 12 o'clock midnight, fuck you!
Can't go wrong with grouchy old man.
Wow, that is awesome.
Hey, Matt. Hey, everyone. You're listening to The Phone Show on Cacti Radio.
Hi, and God bless y'all.
The menstruation station.
Wow, is that where you're going with that?
Well, I still have that clip of you saying that, and I meant to turn it into a promo for like 6 months down. I haven't done it yet. I noticed it sitting in a directory the other day. The menstruation station. CactiRadio.com.
That's awesome.
So tonight's going to be a short show. I'm just dead tired. I don't feel like doing this. I hate life right now. So just a warning. You know.
Hey, you're in my club.
Yeah. No prank calls. No, I don't know. We might do prank calls. This isn't a prank call show.
I can hardly bother to get off the couch anymore. Like, seriously.
Yeah.
I'm like, just fuck it. Like, fuck everything. Like, it just doesn't matter.
Yeah. Every time I, like, just feel, you know, down or whatever, I just think about Matt. He can't even get off the couch.
Yeah.
He has beer shits every day.
And then I feel getting, like, less and less even, because I don't eat. I can't even bother to eat, but I'm still fat. Because, like, every night I'll sit and slam, like, 15 beers. Like I sit around to, like, 8 o'clock at night being miserable. And then start slamming fucking beers. And then I'm like, I feel good for a couple hours. And then I'm like, back to misery.
Pseudo needs to start up her, liver campaign for you again. Preemptive liver transplant funds.
Yeah. It couldn't hurt anything.
Come back, Pseudo. Matt needs you.
Yeah. She's a good kid. I like her.
Hey, do you remember a guy named Nuganu? He used to be in Tiny Chat a lot.
Oh. No.
He's been in jail.
I only hear in jail for what?
I don't know. He never told me. But, like, he's out of jail, and he said hi to me on Skype the other day. So, welcome back, Nuganu. Welcome back to society.
Yeah, welcome back, buddy. Jail sucks. Fuck the man. I only remember that one guy I hated for some reason.
Oh, yeah, I remember that just completely irrational hate. And I like that guy. I can't remember who he is now that I think about it, but...
Yeah.
No, he's the
so
one...
he didn't make that big an impression, but he always seemed like he was just fucking whacking off and, like, shirtless and, like, covered, half-covered in a blanket.
Speaking of shirtless, if you go into tinychat.com/cactuscactus right now, Legend's in there. Showing his bare chest. It's pretty hot.
Legends is a handsome devil, though.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, he can pull off.
Yep. Every time I look at Legend, I think of the time I saw a full frontal nude photo of him. That was the best.
That's awesome.
I love how shameless PLA people are. They just don't give a shit. None of them. You tell us about your beer shits.
Yeah, I know. It's like it's a weird thing. I'm like, hey, I'll make out with dudes. Whatever. Give it shit.
Also, Rebel Zero from 714, he wrote me like a nice email the other day and professed his gay love for me. So hi, Rebel Zero. I hope you're listening.
That's nice.
Yeah, yeah. Seriously. Well, I mean, he wasn't serious, but yeah, it was pretty funny.
Dude, the book looks awesome, by the way.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Breaking news.
I'm back. Oh, yeah, good.
So this week, just out of nowhere, like just boredom last week struck, and there's a new Phone Loser book out, which is, it's the old zine issues. It's nothing but just me printing out zine issues. Basically, I'm printing out zine issues on my printer and selling it to people. That's pretty much all it is. Except it's a real book.
It's like, cool, dude.
Yeah.
It's cool. It looks awesome,
I think it's awesome. I made it just for myself. I that's the only reason I made a hard copy, because I'm like, you know what? It'd be really cool to have one of these myself. So, yeah, people should go to phonelosers.org. It's a free book. It's a free ebook, and I'm not making any money on the hard copy. because, you know.
I'm glad you went with the ASCII art, too.
Yeah. Oh, what, on the bell symbol?
Yeah. Whoever was telling you about that was perfect.
Heavensent from iHacked.com. He told me to do ASCII. Yeah. And, yeah, I should have known to do that anyway, but.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
Because that's fucking, that's tight, dude. That's, like, really fucking nice.
Did you see the video? The back? Like, the cactus ASCII and all that?
Yeah. It's really nice. Yeah, I probably commented it, but you probably don't go to YouTube. Dude, the best was when you're like, you fuckers that don't bitch about me not doing prank videos, fuck you. It's my channel, I do whatever the fuck I want. That shit was awesome.
Every single video I do, that's somebody complains, or they'll post on the main phone user wall, like, I came here for pranks, and you guys don't post pranks, so fuck you, I'm leaving.
Fuck you, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Mr. Stessa.
Hi, Mr. Stessa.
Hi, Nick.
That's not Nick. What are you talking about? And he just hung up. What's that about?
I don't know. Dude, like, early, like when I first got on Skype, he was like on and off, on and off, on and off. Okay.
Are you on, like, satellite internet or something, Mr. Stessa?
No, I've got high-speed 31336.
High-speed what?
Oh,
wow, you sound horrible.
No, I don't.
No, really, really.
It's probably these torrents I have going.
Seriously? It's okay, I've done that, like, actually when I'm doing a show. And
Right.
He's calling back. I'm not going to sit here and, like, do tech support with him all night. But yeah, I remember, like, the show was going bad one night, and I went downstairs and told my kids to stop playing Halo Online. and also the PLA book, the original PLA book, is now free for ebook download. So phonelosers.org/book/download. Go get that for free.
You're really doing it for the cause, dude. You're awesome.
I think people...
I'm just going to suck your dick again like I did on Friday or whatever.
I'm not going to, like, advertise all over the site that the book's free. I'm just, like, for the people listening right now, they deserve to have the book for free.
Yeah. That's awesome.
I've been trolling the book prices on Amazon.com. Did you happen to...
no, dude.
Like, you know, there's a bunch of used and new copies of the Phone Loser book on Amazon just by those... people that, you know, buy them for the sole purpose of putting them on Amazon and selling them.
Yeah.
So they've all been, like, hovering, like, all year around $13 to $15. The price hasn't gone down. So it's a valuable book because, you know, it's staying up there. But I'm fucking with that. I put up my own copies for, like, $2 and $3 just to see what would happen. And everyone's trying to lower their price to match mine, but it's impossible because I'm selling them at a loss at this point.
Yeah, you're just like, fuck you. Fuck you, profiteers. I'm a pirate, arg.
I'm just going to leave it like that a month and see what happens. So far I've sold two, and, you know, I lose like a couple bucks each time, but it's worth it just to mess with everyone else.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, I know. Dude, my fucking buddy, my little broad buddy Carly was here the other day, and she's like, I showed her the book, and she just dug into it.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'm trying to show her videos and shit, and she's like, I'm reading this book. It's awesome.
That's cool. We need more females in the chat room to offset the naked legends.
She's a hot little piece of trim, too.
Right now in Tiny
Chat. She's like 20. I have to buy her beer.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
Hi, Mr. Spessa.
Well, he's gone already.
I'm not answering for Mr. Spessa anymore. I'm not going to sit here. Every 2 minutes, the show's going to be interrupted by me saying hi to Mr. Spessa.
The hail's hitting his satellite dish wherever he is.
He needs to go out and, like, wiggle it. Go out on the deck.
Yeah. I don't know. I listen to this one podcast that these broads do, this Seductive Poison, that they talk about horror movies, and the one broad's like a hick in Kentucky, and the shit, like, starts to fail, like, a lot. They did it once a week, but they do, like, once a month now, like, 2 hour shows, and so there's, like, big periods of just static and shit.
What service do they use to do this? Like a YouTube thing or?
They got a site.
Ah, awesome. Sounds awful. I'll be sure not to go to it ever.
Yeah, I enjoy it. I met the broad at a horror convention. I was like, I fucking love your goddamn podcast. Like, I go to sleep to it so many nights. Something about her, like, hicky voice just, like, comforts me. And, like, her and her fellow are just looking at me like, what the fuck, you drunken maniac? Meeting the broad from I Spit on Your Grave, the original.
I'm completely lost on whatever you're talking about now.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, it didn't take much to, like, you know, mess me up, though.
Yeah. Like, whatever. By the way, 7 to 9 costume was awesome.
Yeah, I took that down. I put that on my normal Facebook instead of my PLA Facebook. But it was pretty awesome.
I didn't want to comment on it too much and seem like a total creeper, but it was just awesome. I have a cardboard cutout of 7 and 9 that an ex-girlfriend of mine used to get jealous of.
I would too. You should like stop keeping it in your bed and she wouldn't be jealous.
Well, it was just standing like above the bed. Like staring at the bed.
Hey, Carlito got me all motivated. Carlito from Madhouse got me motivated to set up this crazy. I know, like, I said this the other night, and Dark Stranger's like, oh, you already told us about this, but I'm telling it official on my show now. We've got this player running at the top of every single page on phonelosers.org, phonelosers.com, and cactiradio.com that automatically plays the stream for us for people that visit the page. So we're basically annoying people into listening now because we're so desperate for listening. Listeners.
That's the way to do it, dude. Yeah, it autoplays a big fuck you to users.
Yeah, but it's only going to happen. It's only like I turn it on before the show and off after the show. So it only happens during the live shows.
Oh, okay.
So it only annoys people at the appropriate times. So yay for that. And also I increased the capacity of our shoutcast. So because we were hitting the 50 mark a lot these past few months. So we're now capable of 125 listeners.
And oh, nice.
The downside, if you can call it that, is we're broadcasting at 64 kilobits per second. But it doesn't matter because we're just talking. It's not like it's music or anything.
Yeah. It's like bad audio through Skype and like whatever crappy microphones we scammed.
Really, it's the exact same quality. It's just not stereo anymore is what it is. Like there's no change in the quality. But when I play Selena Gomez right before the show starts, that's going to be mono. Yeah. So, you know, that kind of sucks. You can't hear your, you know, overly produced dubstep in stereo anymore.
Oh, I love it. I love it because I love some overly produced dubstep because there's one thing dubstep needs. It's to be popularized. It's a ruin.
Yep. It kicks Boots and Boys' ass.
Boots and Boys was fun, man. People were getting so mad at you, dude.
And now they just like it. They always ask for it.
Yeah, I know. That's what's funny. Like, they're like, fucking... I remember, like being in the message shit. Dude, Mr. Spessa was on, and now he's gone.
I know. Let's try not to talk about him, because he's calling nonstop. Then I put him on, and he's off, like, within a second. So... Your internet sucks so bad, Mr. Spessa. Hey, Dark Stranger, how's it going?
Oh my god, you're picking up the phone.
Yay. Well, this is the first time you've called, right?
No, it's the second time.
Oh, god.
No love.
It took me, like, two or three.
Oh, yeah,
god,
I was...
You don't
I was,
like all, any of us.
I was gone. I was, like, not
How
here.
You doing, kid?
Pretty good. How are you, sexy?
Oh, well, fucking thank you. Maybe I'll finally be able to come.
And on that note...
Mm-hmm.
Dark Stranger, you want to play the word game?
Okay. But first, I want to say I'm disappointed in Len because he put a shirt on.
Aw, he also moved the camera up so we can't even see that he has a shirt on. So I'm just going to pretend that he doesn't have it on. Is it a sexy shirt at least?
It's another striped shirt.
Anything that Legend wears is sexy the second he puts it on.
Alright, I'm going to do things old school. I'm going to play game show music.
Worst thing.
So, Dark Stranger, do you know how this works?
I forget. I need you to explain the rules.
Okay, here's the rules. I'm calling a 7-Eleven right now in Long Beach, California. You have... I'm going to give you a long time. I'm going to give you 1 minute. You have 1 minute to get them to say the word cactus. And you can't say the word cactus.
Oh, I remember this.
You know? we haven't really done this in a long time, but...
And I can't say the word.
Yeah. Nope. You can give them as many hints as you want. But this is all you. Get them to say cactus. 60 seconds.
Yeah. You can keep playing the music. That works.
Yeah.
And we need the printer to make it legit.
Yeah, I'll help you out with that. Oh, they hung up. It's...
Yeah, because it was still playing.
And no.
She's like, thank you.
That's not why they hung up.
It makes it legit.
It's me. I always ruin calls. No, I'm going to blame you.
I was thinking, like, maybe
half the fun.
Instead of some prank calls tonight, we could just do this game show thing a few times and see how that goes.
Let's do it again.
Because Mr. Spess is calling me nonstop, it's not letting me dial 7-Elevens. There it goes. Go away, Mr. Spess.
I'll let you
change his shirt.
7-Eleven.
Hi, 7-Eleven. I was wondering if you carried a certain product.
Carry what? What was that?
Do you have this green spiky plant? Do you know what that is?
No, I don't.
It's in the desert. Grows in the sand.
What is it called?
Do you know what it is?
What is it called?
It's tall. Sometimes you get flowers on there. Sometimes I have... prickly pears?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
No?
No.
They're spiky. Spiny, even.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
They grow in the hot regions.
Are you asking if we have a plant?
A plant. It's a kind of plant, yes. Do you know what that is?
I don't, but we don't even sell any plants in...
If you pick it up, you can cut it open and there's water in there.
We don't sell the plant.
If you grab it, you hurt yourself.
Okay.
Do you know what that is?
Yes.
What is it?
A cactus.
Woohoo! Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding, ding.
Sell those, honey.
Ma'am, you win the prize. You win 12 Ellerbucks.
And a whole year supply of cacti.
Oh, she just hung right up. She doesn't care about Ellerbucks at all. Well, congratulations, Dark Stranger. You win. Send me your address and I'll send you Ellerbucks.
Oh, boy.
12 of them.
I'm going to actually make some of those.
Yeah. No. I'm going to send them to you.
Oh, okay.
I'll send you the PDF.
Oh, there is a PDF. Someone seriously made them already. I'll try to spend them. Along with our plastic Canadian money. Oh.
Has anyone talked to that kid in a while?
I see him. Yeah, he still comments like on phone loser stuff. And he asked. He said he wanted an autographed PLA book. And I told him that he's going to have to wait until I marry his mom. And, you know, I move in with him. And then I'd give him one for free. I've been telling him I'm going to marry his mom. I added his mother, like, without his permission to Facebook.
Yeah.
And she's, like, talking to me and stuff.
She's a better friend.
She listed me as her husband for a while.
Yeah, I know. That's a fucking... And he, like, he thinks he's going to be a Hollywood actor or something.
Oh, really? I didn't know about that. I don't care about my stepson's aspirations. Fuck that.
Yeah.
I'm just in it for the mom. Okay, we're going to take a break, and I'm going to play this song. This guy sent it to me like 6 months ago, and it's called Blow the Whistle. It's by a guy named Roto-Rooter, and I don't know. It's a bunch of phone type song things, music.
Good morning. You have reached the Department
and
of
we'll be back
Operator
in a minute.
Services.
Call into the show. We'll do the word game thing.
If you want to place...
distance. Bye, Dark Stranger.
Using a credit card, say long distance, or press 1. If you want to speak to a DoD operator, press 0, or simply stay on the line. Excuse the interruption. Please deposit 5 cents for the next 3 minutes. For direct dial credit card or collect calls, say AT&T or press 1. Say Verizon or press 2. Say Sprint or press 3. Say other plans for prepaid calling cards and other long distance plans or press 4.
AT&T.
Alright, we're back on the air.
Oh, I know we weren't on.
What do you guys think of this amazing music that Roto-Rooter
made? I love
made?
It. Who is it?
Some guy named Roto-Rooter.
I love it.
I've been catching up on all my email. I went through like 6 months of email and answered it all or deleted it or whatever, and this guy sent me this song.
So it's pretty good.
I'm going
good.
To get it.
So thanks, Roto-Rooter. Also, Liz Darwin, you guys might know her from Facebook. She's friends with like everyone PLA, but she sent me a bunch of like relay operator numbers, parking attendants, direct lines. And I want to do something with those maybe next week. I think that could be fun.
Yeah. Parking attendants. What's that all about?
She used to work at a parking attendant, a parking, you know, an airport parking garage thing, like in one of those booths.
Yeah.
And she, I don't know, she got a bunch of direct lines for all these different parking garages. Parking attendants.
So you could just harass the people working in the little cold booths?
Yeah. I have no idea what we'd say to them. Oh, wait, we should do the word game with parking attendants.
Yes.
Matt, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay,
I'm here.
You missed the part where I was talking about how Liz Darwin gave us all these parking attendant phone numbers. Like direct lines into parking attendant garage things. You know, just like the booth person.
Oh, wow.
And she didn't,
okay, never mind.
She didn't give me any ideas for them, but I was thinking maybe we could try the word game with them.
Wow.
We could.
I think we should.
Yeah. She also gave me
it's worth it.
Lists of people's resumes, I guess, from Craigslist. And these are like 6 months old. But no, it's like people's resumes who want to be technical writers. Like they're looking to be a technical writer, and they put their resume up on Craigslist.
You should call him and play that song.
So I think next week, I think next week we can have fun with a lot of this.
Oh, you
stuff.
Should call them, and instead of playing that song, technical writer, you should actually sing them your version of the song.
Oh yeah, so I sing so good.
Yeah, it would probably be really good.
Okay, so Greg Late, do you think you can get a parking attendant person to say the word cactus?
Easily, cactus is such an easy word to get people to say.
Well, maybe we should make it harder.
All right, go. Give me a challenge. Open.
Okay, this week's going to be cactus. I think we should start doing this more often.
Yeah. Consistent.
And next week we'll come up with, like, what was that really tough one?
Literature.
Yeah, how would you do that? Jalapeno. Jalapeno is the one that Roxy used to do all the time.
You wouldn't.
She used to try and get people to say jalapeno. Okay,
that's a good one.
I haven't tested these numbers yet, but this is a parking garage in Humboldt County in the 707 area.
Wow, I remember a fucking one cops, and they're like, you don't fuck around in Humboldt County because the sheriffs will go down on you. And it was just like police shit.
This is the Eureka Eureka Arcata Airport.
Republic Parking, this is Sandra.
Yeah, what's up, Sandra?
Yes?
Yeah, I'm looking if you guys got any of those cactus plants over there right now.
I'm sorry, what?
What?
You got any of those cactus plants left over
there? Fail.
You lose.
Sandra?
What
hello?
The hell, Gregulate? Yeah.
No, Sandra's still on the phone, guys. Shut up, guys. Sandra, just ignore our friends. Do you have any cactus plants?
You got the airport parking lot.
Yes, I know, you whore. Just give me your fucking cactus.
Gregulate, do you not understand the word game?
What? Wait a minute.
You can't say the word. You gotta get them.
It took me like 5 seconds to explain it to a dark stranger.
Yeah. I know, I was just like warming up there.
Okay, I can give you another one. This one's an
warming up by ruining.
Okay, I'm just warming up by failing really bad. That's all it was.
Hey bitch, say cactus.
Come on, Sandra, she was never gonna say it. You
okay,
can tell.
What is this?
Republic Parking System. We are located at the Ted Stevens Anchorage International Airport.
The selection is invalid. Please re-enter.
Thank you for calling Republic Parking System. We are located at the Ted Stevens Anchorage International Airport.
Sounds like a douche.
Parking rates are as follows.
That's the long-term best airport ever.
Long-term parking is located
all right, I hate
those
this.
Guys long-term parked all up in my ass.
Their face is long-term parking. All right, here you go.
I love when...
Seattle. This is Seattle.
Okay. Why would they even have phones in a garage? Like, who would ever need to call a parking garage?
I don't know.
The attendant at the thing.
I guess.
Okay.
You know?
I can see that.
One more and then you officially lose, Gregulate. You
no!
Used up your turn.
I need some Ellerbucks.
This one's in Hawaii.
Okay.
You owe me Ellerbucks now because that was such a terrible...
All right, well, I got to pay off my debt.
Perkins, just speaking.
Yes, hello. What is your name?
Jeff.
Oh, hi, Jess. My name is Greg, and I was just calling today because I just was looking for, do you guys have plants over there in that garage?
Pardon? What did you say?
Do you have any plants? Or, you know, like those living, they're not animals, but they're plants?
No. This is a parking lot.
Excuse me, are you a male or a female?
Male.
Oh, okay. I thought I was speaking with a female for a moment. So do you guys have those, you know those plants that they grow in the desert, but if people touch them, that it can, like, pierce their skin?
No.
Like, some people use it for sexual stimulation?
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, it's green, you know?
I don't know. I'm sorry.
Come on, dude, you gotta just... All right, here. Let's start over, okay? Let's pretend I'm, like, just starting from scratch. Okay, hi.
I need to go, because
no.
I need to take care of this customer.
No, hold on. You gotta just tell me, what is this plant that I'm looking for? It grows in the desert. What's the plant that grows in the desert?
Bye.
Just tell me what grows in the desert, goddamn you. You son of a bitch.
Well, I'm sorry, Gregory.
You have plants in your garage.
We're just going to have to let you go.
God damn it. Well, Brad, can I just say before I go, really quickly?
Yes.
That it was a year, not exactly, but around a year ago today that I started being a PLA.
Masturbating.
Official PLA masturbator, I remember.
Oh, wow.
Don't hang up on him.
No, fuck that. I don't want him on the phone.
Aw. I like you guys.
I'm glad you've stuck around for a year.
Yeah, it's funny. You know, you guys are, like, entertaining.
Yeah, well, thanks for sticking around, and bye.
Okay, bye.
I like you. Wow, you're harsh.
Hi, 707.
How many numbers do you have, Brad?
What was that?
How many numbers do you have?
Numbers to parking garages?
Yeah.
I don't know, I'd say like 10 or 20. I think we can probably think of something better to do with them than make them say words.
Yeah.
Just call them up and tell them someone put a cactus in the car.
And how would that not violate the rules of the game?
Well, they can say, why did they put a cactus in your car? And then you can just say, I don't know. And then, like, I don't know.
The rule is you can't say the word.
You can say someone put a large spiky plant in my car. What is it?
Yeah, that could work. I don't know. You want to give it a try? Oh. You know you can't say the word, right?
Yes, I do.
Uh-huh. Okay. It's the PLA word game. Yay. Okay, this is Hawaii again. And you cannot say the word cactus. You just have to get them to say the word cactus. Who is this, by the way?
Dutch.
Oh, Patch. That guy. Hey, nice PLA pumpkin.
Thanks.
Everyone, go to phonelosers.org and look at Patch's PLA pumpkin. It's pretty awesome.
I've seen it. It is awesome.
The only one that did a PLA pumpkin this year.
I didn't get off my couch because I just think about death.
Otherwise, you would have done a PLA pumpkin, right?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I have no zest anymore, dude. Whoa. Okay. What happened?
I hung up. Okay, one more. This is another parking garage. If this doesn't work, we'll just go back to 7-Elevens.
That's a different strategy with them.
Should we make him say jalapeno, though? I think jalapeno should be 7-Eleven's word.
That's easy.
Is it?
Yeah, what are the peppers that they put on the fucking nachos?
I don't know.
You know?
Maybe he'll get a
phone. Are they? Okay. But you know what I'm saying.
What do you think, Patch? Do you want a challenge of jalapeno, or do you want to stick with cactus?
I'll take jalapeno.
Okay. You're going to have to try and speak up just a little, probably. Because you're kind of quiet. Your phone's quiet.
I'll take jalapeno all day. That's so easy.
We'll see. Patch will figure out a way to fuck it up.
Okay. I get next.
So, I'm going to help you.
Hi. I was wondering, do you guys have any of those peppers that you put on nachos?
Pepper? No, we don't.
What are those peppers called?
I don't know, but we don't have that here.
You sure they're the green ones? They look kind of like... They're really long. They have them in Mexico a lot.
Yeah, we don't have that.
Come on, think. They're like how... They're like that robot from 2001. Ask someone there. Ask your manager. Can you put your manager on the phone?
4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Oh, yeah, I am the manager. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80.
This guy can fucking count.
Okay. 6, 7, 8.
He just hung up on
you. Wow. Dude, I'm wondering if you had like one of those like connections that came up and said phone losers.
Nah, because it's a 7-Eleven. Usually that only happens on cable phones.
But he was such a dick right off the bat. Like he just like whatever.
Your connection was pretty bad too, Patch.
Give me one of those. Give me a 7-Eleven.
Right.
I wanted jalapeno.
Okay, bye, Patch.
Oh, he didn't know. Okay. He seems like a cool guy.
I'm really enjoying not having a gigantic conference with 10 people on the show this week.
Well, it's nice to keep me around, and I hope you don't hang up on me for saying that.
Bye, Matt.
Oh, I really live for this.
Yeah, I know. I don't want you to kill yourself. That's the only reason you stay.
7-Eleven.
7-Eleven. How can I help you?
Ding ding.
Ah, hey, you guys got nachos there?
Yeah, but we're out of chili and cheese.
With
dude.
The chili. Oh, man, you got those? What are they? The green peppers though? Because I just like those.
Which ones? The green peppers.
What are those? Yeah. What are they called? The hot ones.
Jalapenos. The other one?
Yay!
What? Stupid ass.
You win the Ellerbucks. Hey, sir, can I ask a question? Do the jalapenos, do they cost anything?
There you go. Yeah, you can just come get some, dude. That's fine.
Okay, yeah, can we just, like, load up? Like, can we bring in a giant Tupperware container and fill it?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Fucker,
you'll let
no.
us?
This guy's awesome.
I'm going to bring in, like, an ice cooler.
Yep.
Do you have enough to fill up an ice cooler?
No. The fuck, dude, I thought you want a favor, like a little bit of it.
No, you said we could have it,
not
so.
Not like a fucking container now.
We could.
Yeah, go to Mexico for that one.
Oh, listen, do you have extras in the back? Or like under the counter
nah.
or something?
Nah.
Go to Mexico, the goddamn cartels will cut our head off.
I don't
there.
Appreciate the racism either, sir.
Yeah, sure. Anything else I can help you with?
No, thank you. You win the Ellerbucks. Right. We're going to mail you Ellerbucks. You win the prize.
Yeah. You know what would be awesome is if you really mailed that Ellerbucks.
I was thinking about it, like, you know, when we first got the Ellerbucks, I was thinking we should send them out, but I don't know. The managers will probably get them and not send them to the employees.
Yeah, I guess know, we could but write they'll their... be like, they'll still be like scuttlebutt around the fucking work. Like,
if we come across an employee that's really awesome and sort of understands, you know, things, you know, maybe we could send them some and put their name on the envelope.
Yeah.
Okay, I have this note here, and I need everyone to get out, like, you know, open up notepad or a pencil or something, get pencil and paper, because you need to write down this phone number. Except for you, Matt, you don't count, because you're just going to, like, lay on the couch. You're done.
I don't care.
Okay, so this is help I'm requesting for a prank call, and I'm hoping this isn't, like, too... I don't think this is illegal. We're just kind of assholes here. It's not, like, a legal issue, but... I want some people to go out to like a parking lot at Walmart or a parking garage or whatever and put a note on someone's car. And we've talked about this before. And the note has to say something like, sorry, I dinged your car. Sorry, I hit your car. Sorry, I scraped up your car. And then give out my phone number. And then people will call me back. And that's as far as I've planned. I don't know what I'm going to say to them. But don't you think that could be hilarious, Matt?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude. I can do that just out front.
Yeah. Yeah, just, like, fill out, like, three notes. All the listeners that are listening right now should fill out three notes and with my phone number, the phone number I'm going to give you, not the 505 number. And, just leave it on some random car. Like, preferably a really nice car where they'd actually really care about it.
Well, really nice wouldn't care all that much.
Well, okay, you know.
They're like insured out the ass.
Yeah, but still.
You know what I'm saying? Like they just, they're like, yeah, whatever, fuck it. It's insured. Yeah, like it'd be better on a beater is where you'd get the angry calls.
Okay, well, I guess it could work either way. Try super rich people or super poor people. Just whatever.
Yeah.
I think it has potential. So here's the number that everyone needs to write down. Oh, and I think, like, if you live in Oregon, don't do it. Because that's why I'm not doing it myself. I just think, like, it's a good idea not to involve local people. You know, make it so easy for the police to drop by and tell me to cut it out.
Or them, yeah.
Yeah, or them to show up at my house. But the phone number is area code 814-422-5309. Area code 814-422-5309. Don't use any other number because they'll just Google it, like, you know, they always do to rob the hyena. Yes, everyone do that for me.
RTH.
Yep. And hopefully they'll leave me messages and tell me to call them back, and they'll be really angry, and it'll be funny.
Yeah.
And
then you can call them back and argue with them and be like, well, you were parked a little stupid. Or
yes, yes, exactly. See, you're thinking farther into it than I was. That would be good. Dark Stranger is saying in the chat room to write on the note that your name is Roy. Like, say Roy Gerbil on the card.
Yeah. And Gerbil.
It's French.
And everybody hates French people.
Do you know where Roy Gerbil shops?
No.
Oh, come on. You know where he shops. Target.
Oh, yeah. Fucking hell.
I'm so hilarious.
Dude, that's like, it's so like that Target shit. Because like, I was a kid when, like, there were Targets in Texas. I don't know if that's where they started, but I was, like, in the eighth grade, and, like, my idiot dad was like, we're Target if you're fancy. And I was like,
I've never heard that in my life until Target made their own commercial where they called it Target.
Yeah.
And it was, like,
the
most unfunny commercial ever.
Yeah. I was just like, fucking, I was like, Jesus. It just took a while to overspread the country like a cancer.
It really pissed you off, didn't it?
Yeah.
You're listening to The Phone Show. Let's go to the phones. Call in at 505-796-4020 or Skype us at phonelosers.org.
I just want more people to call in for the show. Someone who is not Pat.
Is that the hyena on there?
Oh, no, no.
Or is
I have that
like a pro?
No, that's a real promo guy website thing that I got it from.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's so cool. I so want to get some like done for me for my nonsense fucking YouTube videos.
That would be awesome.
I think like you're here with 666 Hillock 666.
I think if you call the 814 number that I just gave out, I think that will forward to my Skype here. Here, an unknown caller is calling right now. Maybe that's what this is. Hello.
Hello, it's your technical writer.
Hi. Oh, is it? Is this? Who's this?
I'm your new technical writer. Hire.
Tell me your name, goddammit.
Yeah, I'm ready to be the docs.
You're ready to what?
Last name is Hibachi.
Oh, hi, Hibachi.
First, Hibachi.
Hi, Tabachi. Hi. Matt's on. Say hi to Matt, Tabachi.
Tamagotchi! How you doing, buddy? Been a minute.
Hello.
Do you want to do the word game?
Yeah, man.
All right. Should we just stick with Cactus? The show's almost over. I think it's too late to be creative.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay, bye.
What? No! No! I was going to do the word game.
Oh, what? What? What was that all about?
I bet that wasn't really Tabachi.
Oh, no?
No, no, I think it was. He's just, I don't know. What the fuck, Tabachi?
He's an aloof character. I don't know. He's never called, from Skype, though.
I forgot about, yeah, he usually calls from Skype. Okay, I'm going to read a news story. Special report. Breaking news. So, in Lake City, Florida, I bet everyone's already heard about this, but it's pretty awesome. Two managers of a Domino's Pizza restaurant in Lake City two managers have been charged with burning down a rival Papa John's location. They did it like to get rid of the competition, so they actually burned down a Papa John's. It happened, and they both got
yes, it's awesome.
They didn't say like, well, I didn't read too many articles about it. I just read this one. But these two guys, Sean Davidson and Brian Sullivan.
But, like, the fact of it, if they're going to, like, break in a place and burn it down, why wouldn't they just be fucking goddamn bank robbers? If, like, if they're if they're that ready to go to jail, why would they try to support their fucking stupid corporation?
Yeah.
And not just be like, fuck it, let's get a good gun.
Unless they just thought it was hilarious. I mean, I think it's hilarious.
Think it's hilarious.
That's the kind
too,
of stupid thing I would have done when I was 22.
Yeah. Oh, jeez. Jesus. I can't even, like, remember being 22. That was a lot of fucking malt liquor I was buying with change.
Yeah. Well, I've got the Domino's phone number. I don't know if they're... I would think they're still in business. As usual.
The store?
Yeah, not the burned down one, but the Domino's. You know, the ones that burn.
Yeah, the perpetrators. Dude, like, act like in a fucking foreign news corp or something.
I could say, Dark Stranger suggested earlier this week we say we're the Papa John's corporate office.
Or something. Just sound, like, super official and try to get the dirt.
Yeah. I have no idea where to go with it. I don't care about the dirt exactly. I just... I don't know.
But, you know, but it's like... Yeah. If we had somebody that did good voices and could act, like, foreign...
We could order a pizza and just be like, but I'm kind of afraid to give you my address because I know how you guys like to burn down houses.
Yeah.
But I just did that. I'll just order a pizza. When he asks for the phone number, I'll say, I'm afraid to give it to someone like you.
Yeah. I know your history of arson.
Do you have any ideas?
Like, how long do you keep
her? What's that?
I know that you keep my records, and I'm a little afraid.
I think people, like, if you can think of something we should do to this Domino's, who likes to burn down rival competitions, call us right now or type it in the chat room.
It's so, like, I could never, ever imagine, like, when I work somewhere.
Legend,
like,
says they're closed.
Caring about it.
Legend says they're closed, and I believe Legend. He says too late, they're closed.
Yeah.
And that makes sense. It's after 12 on a weekday. Or, I mean, it's practically 1 o'clock over there.
But you know what I'm saying? Like when I worked somewhere, I never, like, loved that place. I wanted to go, like, commit felonies for them.
Yeah, what were they thinking? Maybe they get, like, a share of the profits or something.
Yeah, it's still, man, that's like unless it was just some, like, drunken, coked out bullshit.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. They had to have been high or something.
Yeah, they're just in there, like, back in the lady shitter doing rails off the fucking toilet because they're like, ladies piss here. This is awesome.
Says they've been booked on arson and they're being held in jail, and the police are still looking for an ignition device that the men claimed they made but did not use to start the fire. I'm going to do some searching on this tomorrow and find out how they got caught.
Arson charges are rough. I was facing
worse than
fucking,
like,
7 to 10 straight in Texas. Straight time. Like, nothing when I got put on an arson charge.
What'd you burn down?
Truck.
That's not even that bad, a truck. Well, yeah, it's pretty
bad. I know.
It's pretty bad.
Well, it's
not
Texas,
a building,
it's
at least.
Texas.
Yeah.
It's Texas. They like their pickup trucks.
This story reminds me of that one from a few months ago where the, I think it was like a Subway type place, and the competitor came in and, like, let mice loose in the restaurant.
Oh,
like, trying to
awesome.
Shut down the competition. Yeah, that was a cool story.
I let a bunch of rats loose, like, for chaos reasons, behind a bunch of baby rats behind a grocery store.
That's nice. My girlfriend had two rats. You're like
and
one of
them. Know there were boy and girl.
You're one of the members of Fight Club. You're like Project Mayhem. You're just going all over the city doing crazy things. Setting trucks
dude,
on fire.
It was fucking crazy. We took an aquarium full of, like, young rats and just let them loose behind a grocery store. And I'm like, they can find food here.
If you were cool, you would have let them go inside.
So, yeah, you know, I know. I was semi cool though. I want to be a technical writer.
Yeah, we all do. So I guess the show's about over. Actually, nobody's calling in now.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened.
I know. Too much fucking. I don't know. And me, people don't like me.
Yeah, I'm afraid, you know, this is the last week for you. I'm going to start hanging up on you like I did everyone else.
Ouch. That's rough.
I think tomorrow, Rob the Haney is going to be doing a show, possibly, tomorrow. He couldn't do it on Saturday.
Because Halloween one that he's been trying to do?
Yeah, and you saw what happened with that, right? Like, his power went off again, or the internet?
Yeah. Isn't that a bitch?
The crazy snowstorm. Are you getting any snow in Chicago, or is it just a East Coast thing?
Nah. I went to the Halloween party and I just got too drunk. Like, I couldn't get out of the basement for like a half hour. I kept falling because like the kegs had like spilled beer out and I kept slipping and falling. And like, I couldn't get out of the basement.
You're probably down there slurping it up and stuff.
I finally got upstairs and then that girl Carly was like, we gotta go. And I was like, all right, Will, let's go. And he wouldn't go. And then I felt the people we were walking with were creepy. And I'm like, fuck it. And I kept falling down. I had to lean on this little broad who's like so not as tall as me. And like, she's holding me up.
Hey, HBB.
HBB.
Hi.
You're so loud. I like the background noise. I'm sorry. I complain about everyone's sound quality. I don't know why I do that. It's like my little tick or something. It's nice. It's nice to hear from you, HBB.
Yeah. Hi, kid.
Hi.
Speaking to your microphone. Speaking of, you know, me nitpicking sound issues.
Yeah.
I just fixed it. Is it too low now?
Yeah, a little bit. Just scream a lot. Do you have any information on what happened to the prank show, and is it going to happen tomorrow? Because you're the producer, right?
He hasn't texted me or anything for, like, weeks, so I have no fucking clue.
What a dick.
All I know is what he said on Facebook.
Okay, yeah, that's all I know. So I think everyone should be listening tomorrow night around the same time as the phone show starts, 9 p.m. Pacific, and see what happens. Maybe a show will start, or just keep an eye on the Facebook.
Specific.
And also, Thursdays, like, Carlito is, I guess he's officially back. I don't think I've said he's officially back, but he's been back for a good month and
is
a half
he?
Now. Yeah, every single Thursday he's... He's doing like...
How
like
is he doing?
3 and 5 hour shows. I haven't talked to him about his health lately, but as far as I know, it's going fine.
Yeah.
He doesn't look blind on his on the streaming video.
I know. I watched one of the streams and I was like, is he just fucking with people? Because I see him like looking at things. People are handing him drinks and shit. And like, I don't want to be like
people?
A jackass.
What, does he have interns?
Well, I don't know, or whatever. Or he goes to grab something, and he fucking dead looks at it.
Yeah.
It's
his vision,
fumbling about.
I know his vision's better, and he's... Yeah, he's doing good. As far as I know, he's doing really good.
That's awesome. So, that's awesome.
Everyone
that shit scared the hell out of
everyone
me.
Everyone should go to madhouselive.com, listen to archives, and listen to a show this Thursday. It starts at 7 Pacific.
They're all the shit.
Yeah, it's supposed
to
be a 3 hour show. He's been
doing
like 4 and 5 hour
some
shows.
Love.
HBB, do you want to be a technical writer?
Fucking course.
Do you want to call a 7-Eleven and get them to say, can you think of a word besides cactus? Like, cactus is fine with me. Get them to say Roto-Rooter after the guy that wrote that
I'm
song for us.
That's hard.
Yeah, that'd be impossible.
I don't even know what that is.
A Roto-Rooter?
That'd be like one plumbing company that comes here.
Yeah, we can't hear you, Matt. It's a plumbing company. Actually, yeah, forget it. You want to do cactus?
No, I just had the dot matrix. How about that?
You want them to say dot matrix?
No, I want to get them to say dot matrix.
Yeah, that's what I mean. How are...
Yeah.
Do you have a plan to actually get them to say... dot matrix?
No.
Okay.
I'm tired. I don't know.
Here goes. Okay, listen. You can give up on dot matrix if you want, and you can make them say cactus.
Okay. So
you have that back on. You can use the word printer. That's allowed. The official word is dot matrix, though.
Hello.
Yes?
I have a question for you.
Okay.
Do you sell a little plant? I don't know what it's called, but it's a little prickly plant. It comes in pots.
Oh, okay, he was foreign, so it doesn't count. Goddamn foreigners.
Dude, that's what I'm talking about.
You know, Carlito loves foreigners. He like, has fun with them and makes them awesome pranks. I just can't deal with foreigners. Speaking of Carlito. Okay, this 7-Eleven is busy. We'll find one for you.
Dude, I'm up to 12 beers in 4 hours.
That's crazy.
That's a good run.
Are you just sitting on the toilet and peeing it all out?
Best ice. Huh?
HBB, you sure gave up on Dot Matrix really fast.
I'm tired. I'm not feeling well.
Dude, that guy. There's no way that guy knew Dot Matrix.
7-Eleven? Hello, 7-Eleven?
Oh, hello?
Hello, 7-Eleven?
Hello, my name is Sarah. I have a question for you.
Okay.
Did he not hear me?
I don't know. I'm giving you all these ones in Anaheim. I need to give you Kansas City, Missouri, because they don't allow foreigners there. So that's what we're doing now. 7-Eleven, Kansas City, Missouri.
Hello?
7-Eleven. Yep, 7-Eleven.
My name is Sarah. I have a question for you.
Okay.
There's a plant I'm trying to find for my mom. I don't know what it's called, but it's a little prickly plant. It comes in pots.
It comes in what?
Pots. P-O-T-S.
Okay.
Like, the little,
I know what you mean.
Yeah, do you know what it's called? The plant?
I actually don't. Yeah, I actually don't know what they're called.
Oh, man.
Sorry about that.
It's okay. Bye.
Okay.
Wow. He just gave up like that? You could have juiced him along and been like, it's in the desert. It's like,
it's okay. She's tired. Bye. Bye, HBB.
She's a good kid.
I'm sick of you at this point, and you've got to go. Did you hear all that typing she was doing?
Yeah, she does a lot of typing.
she couldn't handle.
I wonder, what if somebody put a keylogger on her shit.
Are we at the today I learned part? Hello.
Oh no, we're not quite there yet. But you can tell us what you learned today.
What's up, Sarah?
Today I learned not to talk about people's children in a lustful manner.
Oh god, don't even bring it up. Come on, shut the fuck up.
Brad, will you love me again, please?
I still do, I swear. It's just, I don't know. I realized that was a dumb mistake as soon as you wrote that on my Facebook.
Okay, bye.
What did she do?
She wrote something about my daughter's picture, and I should have expected it posting what I did, but yeah, that was dumb of me.
Yeah. So I oddly enough, how gentlemanly was I?
You sure were. I was impressed. It's like you guys hacked each other's accounts.
I'm her fat shadow, yet somehow I'm nicer.
Hi, not Brad.
Hey, I'm calling to tell Matt that I love him and that you shouldn't kick him off the show, ever.
Yeah, we'll see.
No
promises.
Thank you, buddy.
No problem.
I'm not going to let you play the game show.
That's fine. I'm too drunk for the game show anyway.
Hey, you can hang out because I think it was last week or maybe the week before we thought of this just amazing idea, and it's stuff that we've done before. It's stuff that Stacy McRapperson did, you know, like the customer survey at 7-Elevens. But we've simplified the process, and it seems to work every time. So hopefully, I'm not calling that same 7-Eleven. But it's like a fail-proof. Way, foolproof way to get people to.
Thanks for calling 7-Eleven. How can I help you?
Hi, this is John from the corporate office with 7-Eleven. I was just calling in to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer there I could talk to real quick?
No customers in right now.
Oh, are there any outside?
No.
Are there any that's going to be there in a minute? What do you think?
Like, is I don't it busy? Know when a customer's going to come in.
Huh. Well, you're totally disproving my claim that this is just a foolproof way to get customers on the phone so we can prank them.
So, I've never heard anything like this. This is my first time hearing something like
oh,
this.
Oh, someone just walked in. Could I speak with them?
And who are you again? I've never heard about this. So
this time my name is Dave, and I'm with the corporate office.
Uh-huh. And, your name is who?
Dave. This time, and we usually do the customer surveys in the mornings and in the afternoons, but we're running a little behind today. So I just need to talk to a customer real quick, and just going to do a quick survey with them.
Okay, sure. Hold on.
Okay.
Perfect.
What?
Listen.
Hello.
Hi. What's your name?
My name?
Yes.
Tom.
Hi, Tom. I'm a friend of the girl behind the counter there. And she's been, like, whenever you come in, she tells me how cute you are, and she really wants to date you. She wants to know if you'll go out with her.
Oh, yeah?
And, I don't know, what do you think? Would you consider? You know, just, like, maybe just going out with her once?
Sure, why not?
Go out to a restaurant or something? So you'd be all for that?
Sure.
Okay, because she's just, like, she's really shy, and she's embarrassed to ask you, but, if you want to just, let her know, that would be cool.
Sure will.
Okay, I can stay on the phone while you go ahead and tell her.
Nah, that's all right. I'd rather do it in person.
Okay, well, you'd be in person. I'm just be listening. I want to know how it goes, because I helped her get to this point.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so, just talk to her now. Can you do that real quick?
Sure.
Okay, I'll be listening. Aww.
This is going good.
But you see the potential, right? Like, we can call any convenience store in the country and get them to put a customer on the phone immediately. Like, I don't think that's ever failed yet, except when people aren't in the store because it's like 3 and 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
Other than that.
We did this a week or two ago, and she just happened to be waiting on a policeman at the time. Oh, you were on when that happened? That was so awesome.
I think so.
We just started telling the police, like, all these horrible... We were making up things, you know, like PrankNet-style pranks that we'd been doing to 7-Elevens and just confessing to all these crimes and saying, what do you think? Is this stuff illegal? Because we're basically just exploiting their stupidity. And he's like, yeah, that's false statements you're making. Or something. Not Brad, do you think you...
Oh, no, I don't think I was on that one. It doesn't matter.
We spoke to two different cops, like, just doing that nonstop. Apparently cops love
the
hanging out.
Hangs out in there.
Yeah.
Tell them to start tasing everybody.
This is John from the corporate office at the police department. We need you to test out your taser.
Hey, the lady who just handed you the phone is a good target.
She's a part of the whole process here, so
she's an insurgent.
On that note, if anyone has direct phone line numbers to police officers' cell phones, send them in to rbcp@phonelosers.org. It's okay.
Wow.
No, I'm kidding. We wouldn't actually do that.
That's like the posts I get from fucking Lulzsect.
Hey, not Brad. Do you think you could do what I just did and get a customer on the phone?
Yeah, let's keep trying it.
All right,
and see what happens.
The show's about over, by the way. Like, I'm not going to do an after show tonight, but we got to do a couple of these. Hopefully, this isn't the same one. Not Brad's failing really bad at this.
Oh, fuck. Sorry, guys.
That soundboard is awesome.
What, the technical writer?
Just the fact that you can just fucking wing shit around. I'm such a dumbass. I'm like, that's really cool.
Hello?
Hi, who am I speaking with?
Hello?
Hi, who am I speaking with?
Excuse me?
Who am I speaking with? What is your name, sir?
My name?
Yes, your name.
Yeah, my name is Javed Khan.
Excuse me, sir. This is Jeb with the corporate office. Who am I speaking with?
Excuse me?
This is Chet with the corporate office. Who am I speaking with, please?
I don't understand what you're talking about, man.
I'm asking you your name. I'm asking you to identify yourself. This is your boss.
Oh, yeah. My name is J-A-V-E-E-D. Javed.
Oh, Javed.
His last name is Cunt.
How you doing?
Javed, I'm calling to perform the weekly customer survey. I need you to hand the phone to a customer immediately.
Hey, good man. Thank you.
No,
yes, sir, go ahead.
Javed?
Yeah.
I need you to hand the phone to the customer immediately. I'm Chet from the corporate office. I'm performing your weekly customer survey.
Okay.
Thank you.
Wow, it worked.
Hello?
He actually tried. I heard him.
He needs to try harder.
I can hear them arguing. He's like, no, no, no.
No, I don't want to deal with this at 3 in the morning.
Oh, well, you're a big failure, not Brad.
Ah, fuck.
Valiant effort.
Yeah, yeah, I was about to give up. I was just going to hang up for you, but, it worked. Good job.
Yay.
Hello?
Hello, Javed?
Still online?
Yes, I'm still online. I'm waiting to speak to a customer.
Are you on a speak with my customer?
Yes, I'm calling from the corporate office to perform the weekly customer survey.
Hello?
Hi, who am I speaking with? Hello?
Yes, hello?
Who am I speaking with, please? What is your name?
Who is this?
This is Derek from the Men in Black. Do you know the man you're working with there?
Do I know the name of the man I work with?
He's an extraterrestrial. Javed.
He's a what?
He's an extraterrestrial.
What
Listen,
about him?
You need to take his phone, and you need to run outside right now, and we need to talk about this outside. Can you step outside?
Yeah, I'm outside.
All right, you're outside now with the phone.
Uh-huh.
All right. I need you to keep walking away from the store like you're stealing the phone.
Uh-huh.
All right. Are you outside? I'd like to hear the door open and close, please.
It's open.
Excuse me?
I just opened it.
You just opened the door? Well, why didn't I hear the noise that the door opened?
I would have heard the noise.
Yeah, yes, it does.
Who is this? What's up, man?
All right, just keep... Pass the phone to somebody else. You're not very entertaining.
All right. Hello? Hello?
Hi, who am I speaking with now?
This is James.
James... Hi, this is Chad calling from the 7-Eleven corporate office. I was wondering if you could wash the wall outside with your urine. Hi, who am I speaking with now?
Javed, what did you learn this week? What did you learn this week?
Javed, you crazy fuck.
Fucking Javed cunt. He didn't learn anything this week.
No, he sure didn't.
I know.
That black guy didn't take the phone outside either. He was fucking lying to me.
He was completely lying to you. I'm outside now.
He was like, dude. Yeah, it's, well, I don't want to get in the hole. They're lazy.
yeah, I didn't say anything like that.
Yep. Neither did Matt. Clearly not. Matt didn't say anything like that.
I could run wild with that one.
So, what'd you learn this week, Brad, before we end the show?
I learned that it's harder to make a black man piss on the side of a 7-Eleven than I thought it was going to be.
Yep, apparently. But we only gave it one shot. I think, I don't know, if I was up for an after show tonight, which I'm not, I want to just do like nonstop customer surveys at a 7-Eleven.
Yeah, I think that's, I have to take a piss, but then I'm down.
No.
Down, whatever.
No, not I can't do it this week. I need to leave.
I know you can't, but I'm saying I'm down whenever, Brad.
I think next week...
you're like the voice of God to me, dude.
Aw. Yeah, next week the after show theme is going to be customer surveys with 7-Eleven. And right. I think other people should do these and record them and send them to me. That would be really awesome.
Yeah, that would be.
And another thing that people should do is... Oh, wait, let me answer for Jen here real quick. This is on my cell phone.
Dude, how awesome is it to have minions?
Jen.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
What you doing?
Hi, Jen.
Listening to you.
Why are you calling my cell phone?
What are you doing?
Why are you calling my cell phone and not the station?
Because I fucked up.
Oh, I see. Well, what'd you learn this week?
I learned... Which phone number to use?
Good job.
Yay!
Bye,
Jen. I want to go to Hawaii.
you win $14 bucks. I'll have them sent to you tomorrow.
Jen's fucking cool.
The book in Eller Bucks? I don't know, like 2,000 or something.
Oh, fuck.
Sorry.
Got a long way to go.
Yeah, you're going to have to buy a lot of printer ink. Bye, Jen.
You're gonna send them all in PDF fucking emails.
Someone's gonna send me 2,000 PDFs. Okay, everyone needs to write down this phone number, and they need to go this week. Besides calling up 7-Elevens and doing customer surveys and recording them and sending them to me, you also need to write notes. Sorry, I dinged your car. Sorry, I hit your car. Make them just go nuts, looking all over the car for what
I like how you're phasing yourself out and farming out the work.
That's right.
That's awesome.
I'm too important to be making prank calls myself. Fuck this.
Yeah. You're like, I'm farming the shit out.
The phone number.
You guys like.
You need to put this phone number on it. This is a Pennsylvania phone number, 814-422-5309. Samantha, what did you learn this week?
I learned I should make a Skype extension that just keeps calling someone back if they don't answer.
Yeah. Why?
Because it works.
Oh, yay. Well, I always answer for you. I mean, not always, but for the most part.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're not shut out,
okay,
kid.
Bye, Samantha. Did you learn anything awesome, Matt?
It was super fun as always. I'm just glad to be part of the team.
Yeah.
Thumbs up.
Aw, thanks, Matt.
Yeah.
Bye, everyone. We will see you next week. Don't forget to listen to what's his face? Rob the Hyena tomorrow. 9 p.m. Pacific.
And then Carlito on Thursday.
Yep. Carlito Thursdays, madhouselive.com. He's got like a new syndicate affiliate thingy, blueplanethosting.us. It's for some reason it's called blueplanethosting.us, but all it is a prank call radio station. So go
That's
there.
That's cool.
Yeah, they play just nothing but prank calls. It's just a playlist of prank calls all day.
That's cool.
Yep.
I like that.
And that
But you have a good night, buddy.
Yeah, you too.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought Q came on the line. That's why I hung up on Matt. Yeah, anyway, that added like an extra 50 people to his listenership last week. So, yay, Carlito. Yeah, good night, everyone. See you next week. This is the part where I figure out which button to click to get off the air. There it is. Bring friends, fun to lose and to pretend. She's overworn, deception. No, I know.
Bird.